Welcome everyone to another episode of Ryan's Tax Lab podcast, a podcast dedicated to all things tax technology. My name is Jim Miyake. I'm a principal in Ryan's tax technology practice based in Europe. And today I'm joined by Carl Davis from Thomson Reuters. Carl, would you like to quickly introduce yourself?
Thanks, Jim. Welcome, everybody. My name is Carl Davis. I'm a senior director of product management in our indirect tax business here at Thomson Reuters. And I'm based out of the United States. And today, you know, I think June and I are both looking to share a little bit more from the Thomson Reuters perspective on our Brazil tax reform, what we're doing around that, and our capabilities and content.
Great. Just to make everybody aware, Thomson Reuters and Ryan have had a long-standing partnership over many years. And as Carl said, we're going to spend some time today talking about Brazil tax reform and how Thomson Reuters is looking to address those challenges. For those of you not familiar with the key issues with Brazil tax reform, please do check out the podcast I did with Luigi Mazzini on my team. And there's a bit of high-level overview of what's going on in terms of Brazil tax reform. In this particular podcast, we'll be looking at specifically what businesses need to think about if they use Thomson Reuters or how they could be using OneSource in Brazil to help overcome the many challenges that comes with Brazil tax reform. I mean, I guess the main points to hit out briefly, there's going to be a lot of new impositions in Brazil, but the new impositions are basically going to run alongside the old system for a period of up to five years, I think. So for a short while, businesses are going to need to calculate both the old and the new at the same time. So let's get into it, Carl. I assume that Thomson Reuters will be adding all the new positions into OneSource?
Yeah, June, great question. So yeah, we've been on this journey, and as I know you and a lot of our customers have been over the last couple of years, tracking what we originally heard was kind of a rumor coming out of the Brazil government. And then obviously over the last, I'll say 18 to 24 months, really heads down on monitoring for what the Brazil government has been proposing, but now putting into law over, I'll just say about a year from now or a year back from now. We do have a tax research team comprised of professionals in law and in chartered accounting. So they're responsible for, you know, keeping track on a day-to-day basis on everything that's happening, not only in Brazil for reform, but we also have this, you know, broadly across a lot of other countries and territories around the world. But from a Brazil tax reform standpoint, we really started to lean in on the information that the government was publishing. And, you know, the position we take, since we're not an advisement type of a business, we can only go off of the facts that are actually published publicly by the governments. And in this case, waiting to see what was moving through the legislation last year, seeing some momentum there late in 2024 and into early 2025, we really started to make sure our tax research team dedicated time to Brazil tax reform, in addition to trying to grow and maintain our solution that exists already in Brazil for the existing tax treatments that we have to support. But as we started to get more information directly from the government, factual information that was published based on passing those laws, especially around the introduction of the CBS and the IBS, that then started to kind of genesize what we started to look at from our roadmap for not only the content, but also any new enhancements we needed to make to our OneSource determination tax engine solution. Also keeping in mind and keeping an ear in partnership with the ERP, since we provide standard integrations to ERP such as SAP and Oracle, making sure we're aligned on any of the changes they're making in their system for Brazil tax reform, to ensure that if there's further enhancements in our integration or in determination, we can make those to align and make sure that our customers are successful in using our OneSource determination solution. So going back here for just a minute, you know, the CBS and IBS authorities, those were areas that our tax research team focused on to really understand how the government was going to structure going forward with the reform, how the impositions in both those areas, both at the federal level and at the state level, and in some cases that we'll get into here in just a few minutes around services that are imposed at the municipality level. But what that meant from our standpoint in determination, there were some very specific changes to the Brazil tax reform laws and regulations. It meant that we needed to introduce in our content new tax authorities. But because, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, June, this long transitionary period that the reform is imposing, it requires us to still maintain the existing tax treatments, the IPIs, the PIS, the COFINs, the ICMS, and so forth, to ensure that our customers have what they are required to still be able to determine tax in Brazil and make sure that they have the accuracy within the content to flow that through into, you know, whether it's the nota fiscal or even further downstream into the reporting that's required in Brazil, in addition to introducing CBS and IBS content to support this. So not only the authorities, but the rates, the rules, we've already introduced a lot of that starting in June of this last year. Just a few months ago, we started to introduce through some of our cloud one source determination enterprise cloud releases, new enhancements in determination to support the authorities. And because we already have the authorities for tax treatments that exist under the current regime in Brazil, that meant we had to introduce new things such as authority types that label those authorities specifically for CBS and IBS so that we can continue to provide the differentiation of tax treatments for our customers. Because if you think about it from the tax determination standpoint, not only do customers and businesses still have to be able to generate the tax results for the existing tax treatments, but they also, starting in January of next year, will have to start introducing under the pilot or the testing program that the Brazil government is requesting of taxpayers there, is to start showing on the invoices the CBS and IBS authorities in addition to the existing ones, so that they can start to model that and start to look at what that would look like for pass-through of additional tax authorities on the invoices. That obviously comes with additional rates. It comes with additional rules to make sure that for whether it's a goods or services type of a transaction that we're, you know, supporting the latest starting in 2026 rates that would be applicable for CBS and IBS. And again, keep in mind that the first about year and a half, as we've been reviewing this from what the government is publishing, is one of these main transitionary periods to start testing and start, you know, figuring out if they're collecting from the customers or they're just showing the authorities and the rates. One other big change that we notice, right, is in the CBS and IBS is in comparison to, say, some of the current tax treatments in Brazil, is the switch from being origin-based types of tax into much more of a destination type of a tax. So there is a change in our logic. If you look at, for example, the way ICMS is imposed today, being an origin-based, it's going to have to switch to a destination base. Same thing for things like services or IS, right? That has to switch from origin-based to destination-based. So that means we've had to go through our logic and update that specifically for CBS and IBS authorities, retaining still the existing, where it's applicable, origin-based tax or determination for those tax treatments that exist today under the current regime, but also being able to utilize the logic for making sure that the ship-to location or where the place of supply is the taxing destination location. Some other things that changed that we had to introduce a new calculation method for inclusive taxes, since under the existing tax treatments, the inclusive tax for CBS and IBS is slightly different. So we had to introduce a new calculation method for businesses that require the use of that. And then in addition to that, one of the other requirements for reporting from a nota fiscal standpoint is the use of an identification of additional data beyond just the normal tax rate that would be applied to a different tax authority that exists today is under CBS and IBS is being able to identify the rate reduction. So we've had to enhance the engine in the logic, but also in the output of the engine to make sure we're returning, where it's applicable, the rate reduction for some of the tax results. What we've been working on, though, since July, there's also been some additional regulatory changes as well. So we keep track of that. We've introduced more rates and more rules, or I should say more rules, based on the different impositions for CBS and IBS. There were new registration masks that we introduced last month in September in our content so that our customers can start to utilize those under CBS and IBS. And then some adjustments to some of the existing calculation methods under the inclusive tax for CVS and IBS as it applies to the under one of the current tax treatments for Disonerato. But for the most part, that's really what we've been, you know, enhancing within the engine. We also have coming up here in one of our last releases for cloud this year is to introduce what's under the existing requirements is the C-class TRIB content. So again, codes for C-class TRIB, similar to what you might think of from a CST standpoint that exists under the current tax treatments. The C-class TRIB is new for reporting purposes for CVS and IBS. So that's one that we'll be introducing here in our last release of 2025. I think other than that, the last one that we're tracking right now, and we're going to introduce this here soon. I don't know if it'll be before the end of this year. If not, it'll be very soon after the first of the year, is around the NBS codes for services. We're still trying to work through that, but we're trying to get this all done in 2025. So we put into the hands of our users the ability to perform their testing and get something ready to go before the 2026 go live.
Well, I mean, that's, I guess, my next question is, I mean, what is available now for testing? I imagine some of the more organized people are looking at that and seeing what they can test now. There will always be some people that leave this to the last minute. But yeah, so is all of what you've said, you seem to suggest that most of this is available right now to test. Would that be correct?
That's right, Jim. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah, it's in our standard content. It's in our standard capabilities within our enterprise cloud. The only thing that is still on the delivery timeline, which is coming up here over the next few weeks, is the C-class TRIB that I mentioned, and the NBS codes for services.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, as long as the customers that license One Source Determination Cloud, they certainly can go in as long as they're using a document date of, you know, January 1st, 2026 to invoke the logic and the content, that would be their path of being able to begin testing. And some of our customers have been testing since around July of this year when we put some of the first releases into production.
Yep. And then in terms of, I mean, obviously, you know, One Source on its own, you know, can't do everything. And we do need to do quite a bit of work in the source systems like SAP. So are there any other changes that our clients need to be thinking about as it comes to Brazil tax reform, particularly in the integration space?
Yeah, certainly. You know, and you know this, June, but some customers, you know, for SAP and Oracle, just kind of keep in that area for now. There's other, you know, ERP platforms out there, but the majority of our customers who license determination are either using SAP or Oracle or both. And in those cases, yes, the ERPs have been a little bit slower to market, I'll say, with some of these changes. Some of them require maybe a patch version to the ERP. So far, we haven't seen anything that can't be accommodated within like our Global Next solution by doing some customization in there. And as you know, ERP systems are customized sometimes beyond just the standard capabilities to meet the business requirements of each individual company. So it's sometimes hard to predict all the customization that's been put in, especially for Brazil, right? Brazil is, as you know, is one of the more complex countries to operate in, whether it's just operating financially or under the tax, you know, to be able to comply with the taxes. So it's really, my recommendation is taking a step back and looking what you're doing today for Brazil, understanding how the imposition is changing through the first couple of years, and then reviewing, you know, any of the customizations, any of the notices that are coming out from the ERP systems. But there have been some notices recently by SAP and Oracle, especially if you're on something other than Oracle Cloud or S4. Those are the ones where we've seen some notifications recently for ECC6 or even Oracle R12, where there are some additional small enhancements, but that's where they would have to evaluate what those enhancements are that the ERPs are coming out with and make a decision on what any additional customization they might need to do. You know, the flexibility within our integrations allow customization to a degree. And that's the way we're looking at it until we see something that is really foundational that the ERPs are doing. So I would recommend getting with you know, you, June, and your team on trying to assess exactly, you know, where they're at in their integration with determination and making sure that there aren't areas that need to be adjusted or enhanced.
Yeah, I mean, I have one client that is on a lower enhancement pack of ECC6, and they had to look at 300 SAP notes before they could even contemplate Brazil. What they ended up doing is basically upgrading the enhancement pack, and that put away a lot of others, a lot of the notes away. But I know there are other clients that are looking at 200 plus notes, which, you know, each one needs to be evaluated, which is quite a big job. Which I guess leads me on to the next question. I mean, we've been talking a lot about OneSource and people using OneSource. You know, there are so many people out there, unbelievably from my perspective, still using native SAP for Brazil tax determination. So I guess for those listeners, I mean, I assume that, I mean, I certainly would say this, but I guess from your perspective too, using a solution like OneSource is going to help simplify the effort required to manage Brazil tax reform, at least, you know, over the long, the short to medium term, over this transitional period, for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you get into even just general indirect tax, regardless if it's in one of the most difficult countries from an indirect tax profile like Brazil is, and then having to maintain what you're trying to do for the existing deployment of your ERP system, all of the customization you've had to do or configuration you've had to do, all of the content that you might be trying to maintain, whether you've asked a partner to help maintain that or you're doing it on your own, the cost of that and the risk of doing that can be substantially pretty high sometimes. And you layer on, you know, more and more complexity under the current regime, but also with the introduction of this Brazil tax reform and having to maintain that, right? It's not like the transformation for Brazil tax reform is something that's going to begin in 2026 and it's going to end. This is a long term. I think it's 7 or 8 years, you know, that the government has planned to go through this transition. And if you think about the expense that you have now of trying to do indirect tax in Brazil, just from the calculation standpoint, that's a lot of cost. That's a lot of risk. And if you look at like a tax automation solution, like what we can provide with OneSource determination, it has all of the logic. It has the content that's required in order to meet the impositions under the current regime and under the new reforms. And we will continue to build it out. We'll continue to enhance it as the government rolls forward beyond 2026, right? There are already things that we know that they're going to be possibly changing under new law that'll just evolve the reform even more. So relying on a customer, or sorry, relying on a business like Thomson Reuters, who this is, especially in our indirect tax space, it's not only about the calculation, right? It's the reporting under Nota Fiscal. It's having all of the right data in your ERP system and being able to integrate a system like determination. It takes a lot of that worry and that risk of not only the maintenance ongoing for the current regime, but also relying on the accuracy of having the logic and the content to support the evolution of reform as it goes forward year over year. I mentioned the logic in the engine that we had to change going from, say, an origin-based tax treatments in some cases to destination. Think about that on scale from just the services side. So if you're a business that performs a lot of services across the different states in Brazil, remember the current imposition of services is down at the municipality level. You're talking about thousands and thousands of municipalities where you might be having to provide services. Today, you can bill that because it's destination from specific municipalities and across out to broader municipalities where you serve because it's an origin-based type of a tax. But if you start to have to scale that under the destination, under reform for services, that then goes into thousands and thousands of municipalities, which becomes more risky, more expensive to have to maintain the content and the logic to do that. But some of the other products, you know, we have at Thomson Reuters, not only the standard integration and determination, but some of our other products like TaxOne, right, which is dealing more in DFE, which is focusing a little bit more on the real-time reporting for SPED and for building and approving and remitting tax returns in Brazil, right? If you look at things on scale from end to end, that's the real value that we can provide, you know, over and beyond what the ERPs can do today. So we look at it more from the total cost of ownership, the value you get out of a Thomson Reuters indirect tax solution in Brazil can add a lot more value, mitigate the risk, and, you know, a lot of times reduce the overall cost of the overhead of having to do indirect tax in an ERP system and maintain that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that municipality thing is... It's okay right now, as you said, because it's an origin-based tax, but I think it's over 5,500 municipalities, yeah. Right? Which would be insane to try and maintain.
It is. And I can appreciate people who are, you know, doing indirect tax globally in their ERP system, and I have a lot of respect for that. But, you know, we've heard a lot from the customers who have done that, like you were saying earlier, forever. Mm-hmm. And then they start to look at the risk and the total cost of having to maintain, you know, whether it's just Brazil or more broadly around the world into other countries. And then they start to look at the value that they can get out of a solution like One Source Indirect Tax. And they start to go, maybe we should, you know, really realize the benefit that we could get in the short and the long term by using something like that.
Yeah. And that's assuming that, you know, you have just one instance of SAP. We're working with a client that has multiple instances of SAP. And, you know, I think they've actually taken the decision to use One Source because they can't comprehend how to manage all the condition records in native SAP. Okay, so maybe quickly to wrap up. So for our mutual clients using One Source in Brazil, apart from the C-class trib and the service codes, it's all there ready to test. Do you have any ideas on when those other functionalities will become available?
Yeah, for the C-class trib. Yeah, no worries. The C-class trib, we're targeting that for our 2025, what we refer to as our 2025-06. This is a release that goes into our non-prod environment later this month, and it'll go into production in mid-November. Okay. The NBS codes, we're working with our tax research team and our architecture team right now and trying to figure out how we align that. We've gotten some good insights from some of our customers and some of the stakeholders in some of the ERPs that we work with and trying to understand what they're going to do in the ERPs to manage this. So I think we've come up to pretty close being to a design complete. Now it's just figuring out, you know, can we fit it into this last release of the year, or are we going to have to push this into our first release of 2026, which would come out into UAT in late January and into early February. We're also working with our tax research team to see if there's a way that as an interim, if we are going to have to enhance determination and it won't be available until early next year, what we can do in our content releases later this year in order to help maybe have some type of a path forward in the interim for that. But for now, those are the things that are kind of the outliers. As I mentioned earlier, you know, as I know you guys are as well, and all of our customers, the ear is to the ground as in terms of the Brazil tax reform and monitoring what's coming next from the Brazil government to make sure that if there are things that come up between now and the end of the year or even beyond that, that we'll plan for those and make sure we can get those delivered as quickly as possible.
Okay, great. Carl and I are both at the Synergy conference in Orlando, I think November 10th to the 12th this year. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, feel free to grab us when we're there. In the meantime, my thanks to Carl for his time and, of course, everybody's attention. If anyone would like to know more about Thomson Reuters and One Source Solution, please feel free to reach out to either Carl or myself. Our contact details are available in the description below. Please like and subscribe to this podcast so that you can be informed about any future podcasts. Thank you all. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.